Champions aren't special. They're broken. They don't have something you don't. They lack something you do. An off button. A quit switch. A reason to fold. You think greatness is about talent? Genetics? Luck? Greatness is about who's willing to stay in the ring when their nose is shattered and the crowd's gone home. You want outcomes? You want legacy? Then you better learn to love the lonely chapter. You know what the lonely chapter is? It's you versus you in a dark alley with no referees. Your friends think you're crazy. Your family thinks you're lost. You're grinding in the shadows, recording podcasts no one hears, building skills no one sees, chasing a dream that feels like a hallucination. Good. That doubt? That fear? That voice screaming, "Is this even worth it?" That's your sign you're on the right path. The world doesn't clap for seedlings, it claps for redwoods. But you gotta grow through the dirt first. You want patience? Pay with boredom. You want resilience? Pay with failure. You want greatness? Pay with loneliness. Every trait you admire has a price tag, and the currency is seconds of your life. You think Elon Musk cries about 80-hour weeks? You think Kobe bitched about 5 a.m. workouts? No. They paid the price. Now they own the traits. You want the trophy? Pay the price. There's a teacher who gave two classes an assignment. One group had to make one perfect clay pot. The other had to make 100. Guess who won? The quantity group. Their 100th pot? A masterpiece. The perfection group? Still staring at their lump of clay. Volume negates luck. You want success? Outwork the odds. Record 1,000 podcasts. Write 500 drafts. Fail 300 times. Brute force your way to mastery. You're in the woods with a stick fighting a grizzly. No backup, no weapons, just you and your will. You think it's hard? Good. This is where legends are born. You think the guy with a nuclear bomb and an army fears dragons? No. He fears the memory of the bear. The bear that taught him. Pain is just weakness leaving the body. You want allies? Audiences? Cheering crowds? Slay the bear first. Bad day? Good. Failure? Good. Betrayal? Good. These aren't setbacks, they're stories. Stories you'll tell when you're sipping whiskey at 80, laughing at the ghosts of your doubts. Jocko says good. David Goggins says stay hard. I say, write the story. Every obstacle is a plot twist. Every loss is a prologue. You're the author. Stop whining. Start writing. Your brain says, I'm at my limit. Lie. Science says you've got 60% left. 60. When your lungs burn, swing harder. When your mind quits, run farther. When the world says stop, scream, not today. Weakness is a choice. So is that 60%. Neo took the red pill and woke up to reality. You've got the same choice. Swallow the lie. I'll start tomorrow. Or take the pill. I burn tonight. The lonely chapter doesn't last forever. But if you quit, you'll live in the Matrix forever. You want to know the secret no one tells you? The lonely chapter never ends. It just gets quieter. The crowds cheer louder, the money stacks higher, but deep down, you're still that kid with a stick fighting bears. The difference? Now you love the fight. Now you crave the grind. Because you know, comfort is the enemy. Silence is the battleground. Let's break down exactly how to win. Step 1. Define work as anything that terrifies you. Step 2. Do that thing first. Before breakfast, before excuses. Step 3. Repeat for 1,000 days. Data doesn't lie. After 1,000 days, you'll have outworked 99% of humans. You'll have calluses on your soul. You'll have earned the right to be obsessed. You think you're tired? Good. You think you're scared? Good. You think you're not enough? Good. That means you're alive. Dead men don't doubt. Ghosts don't grind. Your pain? That's your proof. Proof you're still in the fight. Proof you're still hungry. Now get up and prove it again. What do we do when the world says stop? We march. What do we do when the mind says quit? We burn. What do we do when the mirror says failure? We smash it and build a new one. You are not your wins. You are not your losses. You are the fire between them, the spark that refuses to die, the ember that outlasts the storm. So tonight, when the world sleeps, ask yourself, will I fade or will I ignite? Revolution doesn't roar, it whispers. In the silence of 4 a.m., in the pages of a journal no one reads, in the reps no one counts. You don't need an audience to change the world. You need a mirror, a plan, and the courage to burn every bridge to mediocrity. I've seen it. The ones who fit in, they die slow, smiling at parties, nodding at lies, swallowing their fire to keep the peace. Don't die slow. Let them call you weird. Let them call you obsessed. The hermit's cave isn't a prison. It's a forge. Stay here long enough and you'll walk out unrecognizable. You want to rise? Burn. Burn the friendships that coddle you. Burn the habits that shrink you. Burn the version of you that begs for permission. From the ashes, only two things survive: the iron in your bones, the fire in your soul. Be alone. Be unbroken. Be legend.